Idaho Fish and Game is trying to reduce elk numbers in the Magic Valley because they're disrupting farmland. Rachel Cohen reports on the agency's latest effort.
In this video, Idaho Fish and Game employees are wrangling elk into livestock trailers in South Central Idaho's Camas Prairie.
Here they come.
It was part of kind of our long-term strategy to address some chronic and particularly expensive elk depredations in that little Camas area.
That's Matt McDonald, the regional wildlife manager. The agency wanted to trap and relocate up to 70 cow and calf elk last week, but over the course of 3 days, only managed to transport 16 to Bear Valley, that's in Valley County. McDonald says 150 or so elk consistently hang out in the corn and alfalfa fields in the Camas area from early spring through the fall.
They spend the bulk of any given year on private property.
Idaho requires Fish and Game to protect landowners from crop damage, and that's been this herd's specialty. Magic Valley depredations totaled $1.6 million 2 years ago. Last year, the agency killed 206 elk in southern Idaho as part of a study testing out various deterrents. This greatly angered local hunters who weren't included because the elk were on private land. McDonald says the agency has focused on non-lethal methods this year, but has also killed about 75 elk. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.